Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
This is KNKX. I'm Ed Ronco. Olympia is home to about 52,000 people, and it's growing. One of the new arrivals is Rob Smith. In fact, he was so taken with this city that he started a podcast called Welcome to Olympia. It explores not just the sights, but the stories of Washington's capital city. Now, Rob has been here about 6 years, and he does not claim to be an expert, just a curious newcomer. But we wanted to explore Olympia beyond the Capitol campus, and so we said, Rob, show us some of your favorite places. And here are three of them.
Yeah, there's several entrances to this. I don't usually take this entrance.
We are at one of the trailheads leading into Watershed Park. This is the first place Rob wants us to see. It's a temperate rainforest, like so much of the land around here, full of tall evergreens that reach into today's low-hanging fog. On the trail, we meet walkers with both 2 and 4 legs. And Rob says it's not just dogs around here.
There's cougars down here and owls and all kinds of wildlife. There's been several cougars spotted in the past few weeks.
Have you ever had a sighting?
No.
No cougars or owls today either, at least not that we can see. But there is a big beast in the woods, and it is made of metal.
It's one of those things that even people that live here don't really notice, so I like to show people it.
It's covered in some graffiti and roughly the size of a dumpster.
I've never figured out quite what it is.
This could be a remnant of the wells that were placed here as early as the 1800s. Watershed Park was built around the Moxley Creek Basin, and this area used to supply almost all the drinking water in Olympia. The city ran the waterworks until the 1950s, and that is when the land was supposed to be sold and logged. Residents fought that all the way to the state Supreme Court, and today it's a mostly natural wonderland with only a suggestion of the adjacent world. You can hear the din of I-5 from here, but otherwise, you feel like you're 1,000 miles away from any city.
That's just it, yeah. If you plug your ears, you know, double plug your ears because it's I-5, but yeah, you wouldn't know that you're right next to the capital of the state.
But we are, and it is time to see more of it. So we continue our conversation downtown as we walk to lunch. What makes you feel at home in Olympia?
You know, when I first got here, we drove down our street to find our new rental house at the time, and somebody was fixing his car on the side of the road, like in front of his house. And I felt instantly like, we can live here. And here in Olympia, there's very much a DIY vibe. People just figure out how to do things a lot of times. So this is Old School Pizzeria.
And the next stop on our tour. We've just beat the rush.
Nice. It smells good in here. It
smells good.
Ready for lunch.
Music's loud. Staff here is always happy. No, I think of this place as kind of like a melting pot of Olympians. You know, it's you get everyone from punks to lawyers. You get everyone from punks to lawyers on their lunch breaks, and like families come in here with their kids, and you'll see anyone and everyone in this place.
The walls are covered in vintage posters and some sports memorabilia. In the back, arcade games, including Pac-Man. Rob's one complaint about this place is that they turn the game off at the end of the night, erasing his high score. The pizza is ready, so we sit down in a shiny red booth.
The population of Olympia has grown in the last several years. I think it was like 47,000 in 2010. It's about 52 now. Are you feeling that as a resident who's been here about 5 or 6 years? You're part of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm exactly part of that. We moved here in 2014, so I was on Reddit, I think, at one point, and somebody asked about when things started to change, when things started to go downhill in Olympia. Someone said 2014. I felt called out. When we moved here, there was a lot more foreclosures and stuff like that. A lot of houses that were kind of derelict and stuff, and not so much anymore.
If you moved here now, have you missed your chance to see the Olympia that everybody thinks of as Olympia?
I don't think so. I feel like I'm going to catch it for talking about encouraging people to move to Olympia. But I try to encourage my friends to move down here. I have tons of friends in Seattle that are getting priced out. And a lot of them have talked about moving to Tacoma. Some of them have. But I always try to encourage them to make it a little further south, and escape that gravity of Seattle and kind of come to a place that has its own gravity, has its own soul, I think.
What are the challenges to living here? What's not great about it?
I think the number one challenge for people that want to move here is employment. The three major, employers, I think, are state government, Evergreen State College, and the military, I suppose. And so a lot of what's left is service industry to support those jobs. And I think it's hard to find a higher paying job for a lot of people that move here.
But that does not appear to be scaring people off. The growing population is certainly a testament to that. So is the cost of housing, which is going up. Olympia is changing, like so much of our region. That said, some things in this city feel eternal.
So this park is, in my mind, is like one of the crown jewels of, or maybe the crown jewel of Olympia. Look at these trees. It's just incredible.
The trees are big at the bottom, but when you look up all the way, you really get the sense of just how long they've been here and how old they are. Wow.
This is Priest Point Park. The name comes from a Catholic mission that was only here for about a dozen years. Before that, this land was used by indigenous people. The Squaxin, Nisqually, Quinault, Puyallup, Chehalis, Suquamish, and Duwamish.
And over the years, it's seen a lot. There was a zoo on the grounds here at one point. It was an encampment for disgruntled workers during the Depression era, I think.
So we've come through the woods to this end of the trail that opens up onto this, at the moment, because the tide is in, a small pocket beach. But when the tide is out, what does this look like?
It's expansive. There's a bunch of like low-lying grasses that are covered up by the tide right now. Sandy beach. It can get pretty muddy out there. And more than once, the fire department's had to rescue people that have gone out too far and gotten stuck in the mud flats. So don't do that. But it's this gorgeous beach.
The fog is just starting to lift. We can see the Capitol Dome more than 2 miles to our south. The water is almost glass calm. And to our left, some ducks take flight.
This feels like one of those places where, after you've moved here, you come down here and you just think, yeah, I'm home. This is it.
That's exactly right. I mean, often the tide isn't this high. So on my runs, I come down this trail here and then I'll run along the beach and then up another trail. And it's every time it's just like, yeah, this is why we live here.
Thank you for sharing this place with us.
Absolutely.